future is now. And welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name's Charles Story. I'll be your host the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from Hong Kong. So let's get down to business.
Oh yeah.
Hear me now.
Damn straight.
And we've had a phenomenal day. We kick things off at 8 o'clock in the morning sharp, 8 a.m. After, 4 hours sleep, went straight to the event. And what do we do?
I was waiting downstairs for you guys for 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
Yeah, boom.
I was waiting downstairs for you two ladies to get your luggage and your baggage and your makeup and your hairdryer and all that other stuff. I'm hanging out there going, where are you boys? And you know what? The youth of today just can't deliver like the old school, like the professionals can.
What I'd like to add to that is that Shane didn't bring any equipment with him to the event. And
Shane brought himself.
Shane managed to bring himself. I mean, the rest of us, myself and Eric, had to bring camera crew. We had to bring cameras, lighting, microphones, laptops. We had a few things to bring. So banners as well. I just like to make that point there. But anyway, we had a phenomenal day. So to kick things off, we arrived at the event. The first person we interviewed was our man, Pavel Baines. Pavel Baines is a CEO of Blues Owl, and we have nothing but love at SVK Crypto for Pavel Baines and Blues Owl and the project they're doing. We had an exclusive interview of himself. He shared it on his Twitter. He shared a picture of it. We're going to be releasing that in the next 24 to 48 hours, so stay tuned. It's exciting to hear what Blues Owl are doing, the partnerships they've announced, and announcing, may I say. So that's how we kick things off. We had a couple of interviews. Highlights of the day for the first half was definitely interviewing Codex, who we know from London. Jess Holgrave, who's a COO and co-founder, was definitely great to meet up again. A fellow British accent was always great to hear. We then went on to meet our Israeli friends, who I'm going to pass you to Shane. He's going to bring you up to date with our Israeli friends and who they are.
Listen, I love the guys from Tel Aviv. I love the Israeli guys, and I'll tell you why. Because they're super smart, right? All the blockchain NI guys, they're on point, right?
Money,
they've done WePower, they've done Bancor. And if you've ever been to Tel Aviv like I have been, a lot of the younger, smarter girls and guys get actually recruited into the military and the Secret Service. And they get taught in all types of technology related to cryptocurrency, technology to do with privacy, technology to do with government systems, and they are just as sharp as a blade. And the guys from Tel Aviv, like Steffi and all his crew, are not only smart, but they're absolute gentlemen, and they're great fun to go drinking with. But what I will notice, Charles, is that I got into the bar at the Peninsula, I bought a round of drinks, and they left.
We're getting a little bit ahead here.
Yeah, no, I was setting the scene. I bought a round of drinks, and they left. And they left alcohol in their glasses. They're definitely not Irish, but they're cool people.
So to kick things off, second half of the day, we heard Brian Kelly from CNBC, questionable character, done some questionable things on TV. You know, promoting Ripple, how to buy it, and then how to sell it. You know, we're open-minded, so we'll let it pass. We heard Bobby Cho from Cumberland Mining, and they were talking about, it's actually quite interesting, institutions working with decentralized exchanges and how it won't work for the institutions to come into that due to KYC processes. But listen, that's okay, because decentralized exchanges are just starting to happen. We're really excited about it, and the retail market really needs it. So definitely a big focus for us this year, decentralized exchanges. Second point is, for the second half of the day, it was very relaxed. I mean, if you can picture it, and we're going to be putting up loads of video content so you guys will be able to literally see it. We were based at the Kerry Hotel, which is the other side of the harbor, would you say, Shane, or the bay? How would you describe it?
That's correct. It's the other side to the Four Seasons.
The other side to the Four Seasons. Okay. So the other side of the harbor, let's say, from the Four Seasons, it was absolutely phenomenal. We had an excellent view. We had a beautiful view of the Hong Kong harbor. We had the pleasure of hanging out with Jimmy Song, with the pleasure of hanging out with Da Hong Fei.
Well, hold on. Eric's doing push-ups. Eric, what are you doing? Eric's doing push-ups in our hotel room. What time is it?
Eric's the video guy.
Eric is our director. It's 2 a.m., Eric. Let's bring it back to Jimmy Sung. It's a guy who I've always really, really liked, okay? It's a guy who I've always admired. And I walk in and I see this 6'4" Chinese guy with a cowboy hat on. I'm like, I got to go up and talk to this guy. So literally walked right up to him and was like, excuse me, I just wanted to come over and introduce SVK Crypto London. And the conversation ensued. But I thought he really got our banter. He really got our buzz. He was like, oh, okay, what are you guys about? But I think by the time we had finished up, we had really warmed him over. And I think what a kind of great guy, great character, very pro Bitcoin within the community. And amazing to spend time in his company.
And Jimmy Sung, for those that don't know, is a co-founder of Blockchain Capital along with Brock Pierce. They're one of the first ever crypto funds out there. So very influential guys, trailblazers, great guys to have. They've done lots of cool stuff for the crypto space in general. So a really, really interesting person to meet and a really interesting person to connect with. And then we met, as I was saying before, we as you guys know, I was at the Neo DevCon in San Francisco, and I went there solo reporting to the SVK crypto crowd in London. And I had the pleasure of bumping into none other than the Da Hong Fei from the founder of the Neo blockchain. Obviously, being a man that went to the Neo DevCon and the first ever Neo DevCon, I had to let him know I was in the house. And he was a cool guy. So Shane hooked up with him. What were your impressions of that, the Da?
Well, listen, I'm very, very pro Neo. I love it. I think it's a phenomenal holding. We've been buying it very actively, especially on weakness. When we spoke, apart from talking about the valuation on Neo currently, which we all believe is very, very undervalued, this is not financial advice. I'm not telling you to buy it. All I'm telling you is what I'm doing. You can do whatever you want to do. But I think what really struck a chord of me, Charles, is how pro-London he was and how interested he was to come back over to London and to do more meetups and to do more events.
You'd be saying too much now.
No. Listen, away, like. I don't care. I don't care. Execution is everything. And we would love to host Neo in the future. I know we could execute that. We're big believers in the project, but not just necessarily with the Neo token.
Ecosystem.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. We love the Next Exchange.
Trinity.
We love Trinity.
David Lee was on the podcast.
That's correct. David Lee's been on the podcast previously. Alchemint, which is the stable coin for
OneChain.
The OneChain. We love everything about it. So I think my passion and direction was very clear, was very honest, it was very factual. So I think we had a great chat with the co-founder and CEO of Neo. So I really appreciate that Feng Hung's time, and great guy. We've got some cool photographs, so we're going to also put up online.
Absolutely. One of the key people we definitely met today, and I'm going to say his name, is Jacob from Lisk. Now, Jacob, he's a little bit...
This show is going out to Jacob. This show is sponsored by Jacob. Jacob is the marketing manager, community manager, all-around wide boy from Lisk, and that's LISK, which is trading at about $12.
$12, yes, so down from 40. But listen, Jacob was an individual we met at the event, I don't know, 2 o'clock in the afternoon. We ended up staying with Jacob to around midnight, and the time now is probably 1 o'clock in the morning.
It's
2 o'clock. Okay, it's still pretty early. Anyway, Jacob was an absolute gentleman. He was an English character, which is always great to hear and great to see. But he had a bit of a treacherous side to him. He put some bets on tonight, which I don't know if he's gonna maintain in the morning. We'll have to wait and see on that one, right? But I believe he bet Eric, our director of film, one Ethereum, that the event replacement card for token 2049 wouldn't cost $1,000. We know it does because we spoke to the organizers about that. He reckons not. So We'll have to see how that one pans out for old Jacob there. But big shout out to Jacob. Great guy. Great hanging out with him. Great banter. Great chat. And an absolute gentleman in the space. And after this, so after the event, we basically rolled up with Pavel Baines and Atif from Zero Chain. We rolled up to the 7th floor of the Kerry Hotel to a private party that was being held there for the media and speakers. Great to connect with Atif. Atif's a local London diamond geezer, I think you could say. So that was great to connect with him once again. He's going to be speaking at our event on the 27th of March. For those listeners that are out there that are in London or will be in London, feel free to come on down here from myself, from Shane Kehoe. You know Shane, the Irish gen over here. Atif will be present and Val from Policy Power will be present as well. Anyway, connect with the guys, had a few beers with Pavel and Atif. And we went to the Peninsula. Was that the place? That's what it's called, right?
We went to the Peninsula via the Sheraton, where we actually had a steak dinner in Morton's. This may be a little bit difficult to put through my account because that was quite a large bill. So we're going to have to do a little bit of massaging. But actually, before we get on to that, I just want to give some other people some shout outs. So we hooked up with John from Kinetic. Great guy. It's a guy who I know has been in a lot of ICOs and a lot of really early stage deals. The Kinetic guys, I know a lot of mutual friends. But today I finally connected with John, who's head of their advisory business. Excellent guy. Very, very pro a lot of our deals. And we talked about several investments that we've been in. And of course, one which we hold very dearly to our hearts, which is QuantStamp QSP and Richard Ma, who we are both admirers of. So the guys in Kinetic and the guys at SVK Crypto have now connected with Fordham the Bond. So it's amazing. You got to do that face to face, Charles. Really glad I did that.
And by the way, with meeting John from Kinetic, it wasn't just bumping into him. We have been in contact with John for a little while now, and I don't know if you guys can remember, for the early listeners out there, they'll remember that our first event that we had in London had Jason Goldberg from Simple Token. Now, Jason Goldberg was the CEO of Simple Token, who was backed by Kinetic Capital. And it's interesting because if you go to their early website, I don't know if it's still out there, you will see the early backers are Kinetic, SVK Crypto, and a couple other guys. So it was great to be part of that. And the guys at Kinetic are very familiar with the guys in London, so it's great to put a face to the name.
Very pro, those guys. Tim Tam. Tim Tam is ex-Goldman Sachs, co-founder, CEO of CoinFi. CoinFi is an ICO that we invested in very early stages. We really like what they're doing. It's really kind of financial intelligence for kind of cryptocurrency, more based towards institutional type stuff. But Tim Tam was a very, very kind, generous guy who took a call from me early stages and who has been hooking me up since the time we got to Hong Kong, sharing his calendar with me. Really, really, really appreciate
Tim. All the after parties.
All the after parties. He knows what's going on. Also, met some really other cool people from QCP, Capital Advisors, really active in Singapore market on a lot of ICOs. Alpha Chain, these guys are absolute hitters. They've been involved in several deals that we've been interested in. Hybrid Blocks as well, which is a deal which they're really interested in, and we actually got the chance to
Carlson.
We actually got the chance to interview Carlson, so that's going to be coming out on our YouTube channel. And Jonathan, who's the CEO, who's ex JP Morgan, but great guys, really, really great to meet. You also interviewed Ran. You want to talk about Ran?
Absolutely, yes. Ran was a very interesting individual from Tel Aviv, believe it or not. And as Shane was saying, there's a lot of smart individuals coming out of Tel Aviv. And it's interesting because it seems like there's a few different incubators there. And we're very connected to the incubators that are basically running the show, the guys in charge of the incubator, so to speak. So they're bringing out a lot of different ICOs. We get to meet a lot of exciting projects that are very early stages. And Ran, who's the CTO and co-founder of Startup, is one of them. Now, they have 1 billion active users, which is a huge amount. And he was telling me there's 100,000 events per hour that are executed on their platform. Now, what they're looking to do is bring in the gaming network into the blockchain network. And there's a few challenges there. It's interesting because he's one of the honest guys I've met who said the blockchain network just isn't ready for them. the scalability isn't there. If they were to process all the transactions that they do, it just wouldn't come through onto the network, and it would destroy the business. But this is something they're looking at and something they're working on. So it's definitely worth staying tuned to Start App. The best place to check them out is www.startapp.com. So where are we now? So we're at the Peninsula Hotel, and for anyone that's been to these crypto events, they really realize the event is great, but meeting all the people afterwards is really where you meet the real people. We met a lot of interesting characters tonight, and I think a big shout out would be to a lovely Scottish lady who we had the honor and privilege of bumping into and being witness of, I think is the key word there. So you want to bring the listeners up to speed on Angela, Shane? You want to tell them a little bit about her?
I'm not saying anything. I'm saying nothing. Angela, what a great Scottish girl. Picked her voice up the minute we stepped into the party. Angela from the Middle East is involved.
Scotland.
Correct. From Scotland, based in the Middle East. But actually, Angela is almost like an introducer, a networker. But really, Angela, although she's a lovely girl, really happy, she introduced me to someone very interesting, and that was Michelle Guanzhou from Xtrade. And Xtrade is a really interesting proposition. I've been following these guys for quite some time. They're based in New York. They really are an institutional type trading platform which are moving into the space. They're currently in ICO. You got to check out Alex, who is one of the head guys over there, who has had a really institutional background, market maker, trader, investor. And Xtrade are really looking at having an investor platform for institutional investors, whereby they can just have one account with Xtrade, and Xtrade will go and search via API the best prices in the market and execute at that trade. So this is now moving into more of a type of institutional type trading platform. Xtrade look really, really, really interesting. It's not something that we've gone into, because I suppose we were looking at several other investments like the Next Exchange. We were looking at Haven, we were looking at Alchemint.
Switch Your Network,
and Switch Your Network. But I really like Xtrade. Michelle was so cool. We had several cocktails with her, and she's totally she's one of us. She's one of the SVK crypto gang. She's one of the SVK crypto crowd.
Yeah, man. So a video will be going out very shortly of Michelle actually talking about us and her lovely inspiring message that she gives to the London community out there. So that's great to hear. Well, listen, I think one of the Mikey highlights from the evening was the taxi ride back.
Oh, my God.
The taxi ride back to the Four Seasons from the Peninsula Hotel was definitely one of the most interesting rides we had. We had a lovely fellow who's a Hong Kong resident, and he in a previous life was a race driver, from my understanding. We arrived in his taxi, which I would describe as a run down old automobile that probably should be in a scrapyard. But my man had passion in the car. He had the race enthusiast who you have to have in a taxi. And we probably got back half as quick as we should have, right? He was racing all over the streets of Hong Kong.
Charles, what I did do is I recorded the whole lot right from the time we got into the tunnel.
And how do people watch this?
Oh my God, I've got to put it up on YouTube. We got to put it up right now. Our taxi ride home was absolutely hilarious, with Eric in the front, Charles and I in the back, and full credit to the taxi driver. He was just amazing. He brought us home safe. But when we rocked up and he said it's 110 honkies, I was like, there's 200, just keep the change. We high-fived. He had a pair of gloves. He had a pair of driving gloves on him, but he revved the hell out of his V2 engine. I mean, it was ridiculous. The guy spent more in petrol than he did in cab fare. So, Mr. Taxi Man, if you're out there, and I know that Charles has given you his card and that you've already signed up for our Telegram.
We know you're listening.
He's already on our Telegram under SVK Crypto. Crowd. He's already...
SVK Crowd.
Don't get it twisted. He's already signed up to our podcast. He's already now signed up to our Eventbrite and our meetup under SVK.
He's a fan. He's a fan in Hong Kong. He's a fan.
We got a picture taken with him. And anyway, we'd just like to say from Charles, myself, and Eric, we salute you. May you believe and trust in code until you die. What a great guy. So for me, it's time to actually do some more work. It's, what time is it? It's 20 past
don't
two.
Don't worry about what time it is, man. We want a 24/7 operation here. So always active. It's 20 past two in the morning in Hong Kong, and we're doing a podcast because we care. We do it daily, as you guys know. So that's a wrap. I've got to bounce. Have a phenomenal evening. Woohoo!
Bring it up, Eric. Yeah!
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.